Kevin Hardman is with the Bicycle Federation of Wisconsin. He says under an old state law, cyclists were required to ride 3 feet away from parked cars. Bicyclists who failed to do so, and were hit by car doors opening, were given a traffic ticket. Hardman says the new Doering law holds motorists accountable.
Puts onus on a vehicular operator who's parked to watch for not only bicyclists, but cars or pedestrians who might be traveling in the path of an open door. Prior to this legislation being passed, a cyclist could have been and have been ticketed for hitting an open door.
Hardman says the new law is a huge win for cyclists since there isn't always room to ride 3 feet away from parked cars. However, on Wisconsin Avenue in Milwaukee, many cyclists and drivers still don't know about the law. At most times of the day, the street is full of cars, buses, pedestrians, and bikes all competing for space. Bicycle messenger Natalia Mendez says she's been hit by a car. She hasn't filed any complaints because, in the past, she would have been ticketed. She didn't know about the new legislation, but she thinks it'll make her job safer.
I know people that have gotten hit by car doors and had ridiculous medical bills, so that's good. It's a good change.
Mendez adds she always wears a helmet while biking as an extra precaution because it isn't safe not to. But even under the new law, Milwaukee's bicycle and pedestrian coordinator, Dave Schlabowski, urges cyclists to keep their distance from parked cars.
Despite this law, and now there is some retribution for cyclists who have somebody throw a door open right in front of them, when bicyclists are riding next to parked cars, especially in streets that have a significantly higher parking turnover rate, people should really ride at least 3 feet from parked cars, if not further.
Schlabowski says even if motorists have to wait, it's legal and safer for bikes to ride in the traffic lane. He says when bicycles ride too close to cars, it sends a message to passing motorists that it's okay to squeeze through. If a car door opens, the cyclist has nowhere to go. Meanwhile, Kevin Hardman of the Bicycle Federation says his focus has turned to educating cyclists about bike safety and the new laws.
What we do is we take those legislative wins and turn them into education. One, educating people on, in the case of the Doering Law, what is the new legislation? What are the new rules and rights?
Hardman says the Bicycle Federation is launching a new Share the Road campaign to teach motorists, bicyclists, schools, and police officers the new rules of the road. Victoria Caswell, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.